Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the Geek Cave Podcast Gaming segment. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad. We are permanently scarred from the prior segment. Feel free to download it. It's the Comics Podcast.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah. Chicks dig scars.
Chicks dig
scars. Chicks dig scars.
All right, dude. I'm going to let you guys go first because I have kind of a lengthy diatribe to get into that I guarantee Justin will enjoy because it's Batman related.
Oh, well, that'll keep him interested.
Yeah. Justin, what do you have?
I don't have anything except baited anticipation for your diatribe.
All right.
Baited anticipation.
Nice. We're using the $5 words today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I finally finished Horizon Zero Dawn.
Okay.
And it's getting a solid A from me. Across the board from the character, the story, the gameplay, all those things are well above board. The graphics are incredible. The sound was very well mixed and the music fit things. My biggest criticism is that the final battle is really great. And it's a good ending battle. Pro tip: do the side quests. But the ending cutscene was just that little bit underwhelming. It's just like, really? After all that, it's just kind of, huh? It was like, you remember Back to the Future 3? You know, when he's gonna do the gunfight or whatever with Old West Biff.
Yeah.
And he gets shot, and it's the thing. And then all he does is he hits the guy, like, twice with the, you know, and then it's over.
Yep.
And it's just like, huh, I kind of expected that would go on a little bit for more. It felt a little bit like that. It's like, it's good. It's right. Maybe a little bit more.
Well, it wasn't directed by Michael Bay, so things weren't stretched out to the point of horrible uncomfortableness.
True. And
you know, the length of an entire movie.
And there weren't giant explosions about it. There was tiny explosions, but not giant explosions.
Yes.
So, but yeah, solid A. You know, any criticisms I have, most of them are completely subjective. You know, somebody, Darren might finish the game and the ending will be absolutely perfect for what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Get it. I look forward to being able to see more of this. The little stinger at the end of the credits opened it up to some really cool possibilities. But anything else would just be gushing.
All right.
Is that it? That's what I got.
All right.
That's my gaming stuff.
All right. First, some news, and then Justin's baited anticipation can be quenched.
Yay! I really hope he was clapping.
Yeah. Justin's on the satellite, so I'm not sure.
Only your Undertaker knows for sure.
All right. Starting off, Nintendo still doing well as far as the Switch goes. It outsold both the Xbox One and PS4 in March, and a new analysis of sales trends says that it's got stronger sustained sales right now than even the PS4 did in Japan, selling out each and every time stock is replenished, while by this point, after the PS4's launch, sales had kind of slowed down slightly. Let's keep going. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe just came out. And this is interesting. Breath of the Wild, the latest Zelda game, has actually sold more copies of the Switch version than Nintendo has sold Switch consoles. It has a 125% attach rate for the Switch. So, yeah, I guess it's pretty good. speaking of waiting for things, if you're waiting for a Switch, If you're waiting to pick up an NES Classic, you might want to go ahead and donate to our Extra Life campaign, which you can find at geekcavepodcast.com/extralife2017. And that is because Nintendo has discontinued the NES Classic. So,
because why bother keeping something going that's...
They announced that this was going to be a limited release when they first did it. And everyone should know by now, when Nintendo says limited, they actually mean limited, as in we're not going to keep doing this. True, they have apparently now cleared the way, in a totally unrelated segue, for an SNES Classic that will be coming this fall. Just saying. I'm really looking forward to that.
Go to it, man. Yeah. I never played the SNES.
Oh, it's so good.
Next time you come to visit, I will bust mine out. I still have the original.
I've got an SNES hooked up in the office as well.
Okay, I guess I shouldn't say that. I've played a little bit of Mario World, mm-hmm. but never to completion, and Jeopardy.
Oh, well. I don't know where else we can send you after that.
I don't know either. You've hit the highlights.
The newest trailer for Star Wars Battlefront 2 is up on DTPodcast.com.
Darren, weren't you going to... I think we got sidetracked. Weren't you going to say something about the NES Classic?
What about
it? Extra Life?
Yeah, I said it. Well, that we're giving it away during our Extra Life marathon. Didn't I?
No, you were going to, but then you got sidetracked.
Okay, well, thank you. Yes, we are giving one away as part of our Extra Life marathon. As you know, every year we raise money for Children's Miracle Network. And if you go to geekcavepodcast.com/extralife2017, just click on the roster, click on one of us, and donate. And, doesn't matter what the donation amount is. When we have our live stream, which will include Geek Cave Podcast Live, we will be giving away an NES Classic. And we'll throw in a controller extension as well, because have you seen the controller on that? It's like 3 feet. It's
2.5, actually.
2.5 feet. That's too short. It's 2.5 short. So we'll toss in an extra extender. I'm glad Justin got that. the newest trailer for
Star
Wars...
I'm not good for much, but I'm good for something.
The newest trailer for Star Wars Battlefront 2 is up on our website. It looks like more Star Wars Battlefront, which is a good thing. Plus, it has a new story campaign. This is interesting, where you play as an Empire soldier, and it starts right after the Emperor dies on Endor, or near Endor.
Ooh.
So you swear revenge on the Jedi, and it kind of picks up from there. So it looks like it might lead to the creation of the New Order that we see in Star Wars Episode 7. Call of Duty going back to World War II? That's never been done before. Don't look at the don't look at the PS2. Don't look at it. No, that never happened. The announcement came with a trailer and saying that the game's DLC will be coming to the PS4 first. You can go on ahead and insert your Battlefield went back to World War I, so Activision's just copying them in the comment section at dkpodcast.com, because it's not like we've never heard that before, and it's not like you're wrong. All right, now, Justin, I promised some Batman metaphors. I'm going to deliver.
Okay, I am prepared. I am sitting comfortably.
All right, go. But first, Mass Effect Andromeda, a Requiem. And Chad suggested I play this music because it's Mozart's Requiem. It makes sense. This is the latest game in a franchise I love. But I really didn't like Andromeda. I played 18 hours, guys. And I gave up and I sold the game. And I actually got angry comments from some of my friends.
Well, that's because you stopped, 12 hours before it gets good.
Apparently. Guys, it's just a game. I bought it anyway, so the developers still get the money. Who cares? But it was an intensely mediocre game, plagued by glitches and terrible animations, made me give up on any kind of interesting story, and it kind of actually made me realize that the four core Mass Effect games are kind of like the Batman films between 1989 and 1997. See, you've got Mass Effect 1, that's the 89 Batman film. Really good, stands on its own. And then you've got Mass Effect 2, which is Batman Returns. Slightly different, still great, a little bit more of a focus on action, and some would argue maybe slightly better than the first. Then you've got Mass Effect 3, which is like Batman Forever, in that the heroes have crises of conscience, and sometimes they make weird partnerships, but overall, it's still enjoyable. It's a great way to kind of cap off that universe. And then you've got Batman and Robin, which is Andromeda, which is shit. There you go.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's... That's the best way I can explain it. Andromeda is the Batman and Robin of the bunch. There's some weird visuals, humor that doesn't always land, terrible writing, terrible voicing, and it's Batman and Robin.
And yet not a Clooney in sight.
Or is there? No, there's not.
Or Schwarzenegger.
There's not either of those, because even they
nice to meet you.
Even they recognize they have nothing that they could do to help this project out. So that's all I got. If you guys don't have anything else,
No.
Doesn't sound like it. So thanks to our sponsors, BuzzTime, Great Minds Drink Alike, Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today, and GameStop, power to the players. And be sure to, again, check out our Extra Life campaign, geekcavepodcast.com/extralife2017. In fact, let's have a little bit of fun. If you can come up with a better analogy for Mass Effect Andromeda or the Mass Effect series other than the Batman one I just used, I will give you a copy of Injustice Gods Among Us for the PC, because Injustice 2 comes out next month. Actually, this month, due to when this episode goes up, we've got a copy of Injustice, the first one, for you. If you can come up with a better analogy, just send it to us on Twitter or on Facebook. All right.
Ooh, I've got one. Do I qualify for the contest?
Do you have a PC that can run the game?
Possibly.
Let me hear it.
Well, wait, if I give a good analogy, do I get the game?
It depends on how good the analogy is.
I was going to say the Superman movies.
Download the movie segment. We'll be back in a minute.
Ha 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 ha!